Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. Hey, it's the 18th of December. That's right, Christmas is, 7 days away. Are you ready? How about your business? You know, we are about 2 weeks out before the new year. Are you ready? What have you done? Have you done anything? Have you been finishing up this year with a strong finish? Have you been sitting there staring at your computer screen wondering what you did wrong, what you could do next year? Have you planned out next year? You know, I could probably keep asking these questions for a whole hour straight. But the point of this is, what have you done this year to learn what you're going to do better next year? Now listen, we all make mistakes. That's the only way we can learn. But if you don't take advantage of learning from your mistakes, then what you're going to do each year is about the same thing over and over and over, and well, we know what that means. Okay? It means nothing. And when nothing happens, it's hard to be in business. So what are you doing for the vision of 2015? Have you listed all the things that you're not going to do? And have you listed all the things that you want to do? Have you created a plan? Maybe a roadmap? Have you built a road of opportunity? Have you built guardrails on that road so you can't veer off and end up in a field? What have you done? I know for myself, I have been really working hard on finishing up one of the first projects that's going to launch in the new year for me is another compilation book, Volume 2. But my deadline to get that done is December 31st. Now, I have until, you know, probably the middle of February before I would really need to get it done. But that's not my plan. My plan is to have it done by December 31st, 2014, so I can launch something new in 2015, and it's already completed. That means I'll be ahead of the game. That means I can spend some more time on some other things. There's always that one big thing in your world that you need to get accomplished. Why do you wait to the last minute? I can tell you why I do. Because that's how I'm wired. But that doesn't make it okay. So you need to put things in place to make you more accountable for what it is you need to get done. Now, you know, every week we talk about that one word, the topic that's my background for over 20 years in the gaming industry, the word gamble. We talk about growth, we talk about accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Every business owner needs all those words in their business. More importantly, they need it in their life. Because whether you're a stay-at-home parent, work from home, executive corporate executive, or just an employee in the corporate world, it's really no different because life's a business. Everything we do, you have to have a plan. You have to be accountable. You have to set an example. You have to be able to recognize that when you market your word, what you say and do markets who you are. So for me, this week, we want to pick a word and a challenge like we do on every show. And this week's word is accountability. And the reason why is because there's a couple things I want to find out if you're going to be accountable for. One, next week, spending some time with your family and celebrating the birth of Christ. Are you going to take time to recognize that it's just more than shopping, presents, Christmas lights? Because it is. It's a lot more. And if you really think hard enough about it, you'll understand how important it is to recognize why you're even here. And you're not here so you can see who makes the most money. You know, you're not here to see who has the biggest house and the nicest car. I mean, those benefits aren't bad to have, but that's not your purpose. You're here to help others, and you're here to recognize why you're here so you can be able to help others. So be accountable next week to taking some time off. I know here at the Tough Talk Network, we take the whole week off. Yeah, it's the only week of the whole year that we take off and shut down. We don't have an assistant doing anything. We go black. Nothing's going on here. Maybe some planning in the back room. But we don't do anything with clients. We don't do anything on the radio. We don't do anything in the networking groups. We don't do anything with the authors. We don't do anything but plan some time together. My wife and I have been working side by side for over 20 years. And this is the time that we look forward to. We don't schedule appointments. We do some mastermind brainstorming, and we do some relaxation. We do the movies. We do the date. We do all that stuff, and we just have some fun with our family. So I hope you're going to hold yourself accountable to doing that. Number two on the list, be accountable to understand where you're going next year. Okay, and when I say next year, usually that means you got a whole year, but we're talking 2 weeks from now. Where are you going? You know, if I started to drive in my car to go from the East Coast to the West Coast and just started driving west, I might eventually get there. I don't know how much gas is going to cost me. I don't know if I'm going to have enough money for all the hotel stays. I don't know how many times I'm going to get lost. But what I do know is I'll eventually get there. But will I be able to afford anything once I get there? Will I have spent all the money I was going to use to get, you know, plus and not have anything left when I get there? So how important is it to chart out what you're going to do? You need to make sure that you hold yourself accountable. Write down the things that you would like to do no matter what. Don't let money be an issue. Dream. Dream big. Reach out there. Step out of where you usually are and go big. And then look at what it is you want to do and recognize that you could do it if you really want to do it. Now, you might have to put some things in place. You might have to get someone to hold you accountable. You might have to get a mentor or a business coach or a life coach. Or just something, maybe you need to get employees to do it. But you need to map it out and make sure it's going to work. And you have to know that just because you mapped it out today doesn't mean next week you're not going to have to adjust the chart a little bit. It's part of the process. Recognize these things. Hold yourself accountable for it. And I guarantee you, you will be able to gain access to bigger things in 2015 if you allow yourself to step out of the box. Let go of some of the control and trust others. Now, you know, it doesn't mean that just because you hire a coach, there's not a one-size-fits-all. There isn't. I have a speaking coach, a business coach, a life coach, and none of that really means anything other than the fact that I found people that can help me. And for you to have someone help you, you have to make sure that they're a fit for you. I always use this analogy. If someone was going to come to your house and do a $70,000 remodel in your home, you would not hesitate to want to know more about who they are, who they've done work for, and can you talk to someone that has spent money with them so that you could understand the value of what you're spending it on. When you hire a coach or you do something in your business, it's the same idea. Now, maybe you're not spending $70,000, maybe it's $7,000, maybe it's $700, maybe it's $7. The point is, if you don't talk to others and if you don't investigate in what you're hiring, you don't know whether it's going to be a fit for you. And every time we start something and quit it, we put a nick in our armor, which allows us at the end of the year to feel like we're not worthy of having our own business, all because we made quick, bad decisions. Now, it doesn't mean you're never going to make a bad decision. It's just the way it is. But if you understand the process, you can learn from it. So make sure to hold yourself accountable to getting a plan together and finding someone that can help you get through it. Okay, so I'm going to back off the box now, okay? I just want you to know that the word of the week is accountability. The challenge of the week is to hold yourself accountable over the holidays to spend time with your family and give thanks for what it is you do, and that you are able to do it, no matter how good or bad you think it is. And to make sure that you hold yourself accountable, to make that list for 2015 to see if you could benefit from all the knowledge you don't know you even have. Take a chance. Hold yourself accountable. All right, so if I don't get a chance to say it by the end of the show, I want to make sure to get it in now. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone, and best of luck in 2015, because this will be our last show until the new year comes rolling in. So you won't see us until the first Thursday. Well, I might be wrong about that. I believe that you won't have us back. Yep, we're here on January 1st. We'll be here on New Year's Day broadcasting. See, 1 week was all I gave myself. But I gave myself some time off, so I have something to look forward to in my business, which gains enjoyment to me. Okay, so I have a great show lined up, as you know, we always have great shows lined up on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find 10 to 12 shows a week. There's all different hosts. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the Hosted Shows tab, find out all the shows, follow them on iTunes, follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook. You can follow them everywhere. You can be a guest on the show by just registering and picking out a date that's convenient for you to be interviewed. Now, how cool is that? All right, so why would you want to be interviewed? If you don't have the visibility that you need in your business, then, well, you're cutting yourself short on the opportunities that are out there. Learn more about that by emailing me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. I love to talk to everyone out there. Find out what you're doing and how I might learn from you or how I could help you get to where you want to go through the connections that we build daily. So my guests today are, well, one of my favorite people in the OY world, Christine Marmoy, is one of my guests today, and Angela Johnson is my second guest. But when we come back from commercial break, we're going to learn a whole bunch about Christine. Christine is the reason that I became an international bestseller. Christine is the reason that my other book became a number one bestseller in two different categories. Yeah, Christine is the reason that my business is growing. So I want to make sure that everyone refills their coffee, gets out of paper and pencil. You're going to need to take notes. At the top of that piece of paper, write down accountability, and that you're going to hold yourself accountable to something like a good holiday with your family and a good start in a new year. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dig into the show, so stay tuned.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And hey, it's the 18th of December. I hope that you got your Christmas shopping done, and I can tell you I haven't even started. That's the way it works here. I work my butt off all year long, and I'm always the last-minute guy. But what I am looking forward to is next week not having to work all week, and in 2015 being ready to launch all the new stuff that we are working on. My first guest, as I mentioned today, is Christine Marmoy, and she is was very successful at marketing as a marketing consultant, helping her clients achieve high visibility in the international market. Now, you know, here at Tough Talk, we're always talking about growth and visibility, and we're always talking about people coming to us and letting us take care of it for them. I met Christine Marmoy a couple years ago through radio interviews, and Christine does in with books what we do with radio, everything for you. I mean, you could do it yourself, she could help you do it, or she could do the whole thing. And what happens is, well, when I connected with her, I found how to make 30 other people international bestsellers. So I can brag about her all day long, but let's bring her up on the show and find out more. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much. Wow, what a beautiful introduction. You know, I was listening to you. I was like, is he talking about me? And I really loved your little talk about accountability and the challenge of the week. It's really the perfect word for right now before the holidays. So perfect. Hmm.
Well, Christine, I know a lot about you. I spend a lot of time following you, talking to you, learning from you, but I want to let my audience know more about you. So what I'd like to do is tell them where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Okay, I'm from Belgium. I'm already a mix right there. My mom was from Belgium and my dad is from Portugal. So, you know, in my blood already it's a combination of different culture. But then I traveled all over the world and I've been in so many different countries, the States, San Diego, which I call my hometown because this is where my heart is. I stayed there for 12 years. My kids were born there. I lived in the UK a lot, of course, in France, a little bit didn't like it, in Belgium, of course, Portugal, Spain, Israel, Venezuela, Costa Rica, and right now I'm in Mexico, Mexico City. Yeah.
And
this is the beauty when you have a computer. You take the computer and just go.
And, you know, I was going to ask you, so as you traveled all around the world, you got to meet so many different people. And,
yeah.
Of course, as you got older, the internet became opportunity and stuff like that. So now, with all the people that you've met all around the world, you're able to stay connected no matter where you live.
Exactly. And my kids, too. They stay connected with their friends.
But how do you use that to help in your business?
Well, when I was in, let's take a very big example. When I was in France, for example, nobody knew what I was doing. It's just like I had to explain to them. It was something that was so alien to them, and everything that I was doing was in English. So in France, they don't really speak English. My market, if I had to build my business, you know, in an office, you know, in a building, it would not have worked because the language was off. What I was doing was not understood by people. So because of internet, I was able to reach out for different people because I was offering them something that they needed. Not so much that they needed, but that they wanted. Everybody wants to be visible because everybody understood that, like you rightly said in your introduction, if nobody knows about you, well, you don't really have a business because you're not going to have any clients. So being visible is in different ways, through your voice, through what you write, or through a video, you know, your face. Well, it is really important, and so much now because, yeah, internet helps you because you can get in touch with anybody anywhere in the world anytime, just on a click of a mouse. However, you're not the only one being able to do that. So that means that the market just grew, you know, substantially in a very short period of time. So competition is a lot higher. And because of that, you really have to distinguish yourself based on different criteria. Being online, having a website is not enough anymore for a very long time. So when you stay really in touch with what technology can offer you, and it changes so fast, you know, new tools are coming up on the market every day, new ways of using those tools, new technology in within those tools. Like, look at Facebook. They, you know, they came up with a lot of new services that you can access through iPhone 6. So you have to really stay on top of that. That's where your market is. So you need to evolve and remain on the cutting edge without being too absorbed by it. You can't just be paralyzed and changing everything that you do on a weekly basis because a new, you know, a new aspect of technology just came out. But this is, you know, you always have advantages and disadvantages in everything. So the advantage is that, yeah, you can become international and enter the global market in a more easily, in an easier way. But on the other side is that you're not the only one. So you have to make sure that you distinguish yourself in a strong manner.
So I know that you are very big on marketing yourself in everything that you do. And so I want to back up a little bit. I want to tell people how I know all this. So we did a book. Well, I did a book, and you did all the work. You published a compilation book for me. Okay, you actually had the complete service. All I had to do was find authors. But when did you come up with this idea? Like, so there's 30 authors in a book. How did you one day decide that you were going to do it? Do you have background in writing or publishing? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to start doing books for everybody, call me? How did that process happen?
Well, it pretty much happened that way. I did not have any background in publishing, not at all. But I'm a book freak. I love books. I'm always reading books and magazines. So that was something that I was already passionate about. It never occurred to me that I would one day would work in that kind of industry, to be honest with you. But I had an experience with Christine Closer's first book, Pebbles in the Pond, and I was a co-author. I paid a lot of money to have a chapter in that book. It was organized differently than the way I do it. So I learned from that. Very, very different. Didn't really click with the way it was organized, and I come from a project management background, so at a very high level. So organizing things is quite easy for me. And I didn't sell one copy of that book. This is something I say to everybody because it just to show you how, when you market your book, how powerful it can be. I marketed that book a lot, but still didn't get any clients. And at that point, it was a few weeks later after the launch, at that point I was thinking, oh my gosh, for a marketing consultant, you really did it wrong. You wrote a chapter that has nothing to do with your crowd, women in business for at least 10 years who are looking for entering the global market. And on top of everything, the book is not going to be appealing to them either. So I felt really, really bad making that big mistake. But then suddenly, universe at play, a few weeks later, I got clients who contacted me because they had read that my chapter, which from a book they didn't buy from me. That was the funny part. And I got five VIP. At the moment, I was really working only with VIP client, was $20,000 a client for 10 months. So in a few weeks, just because of the chapter, not only, made my money back, but I guaranteed another six figure to my business for that year. So when I realized that, I was like, wow, that's really, really powerful. I knew a book was powerful, but, you know, you just, when you experience it, it's different. But then I was with my client. I was really, really busy. And all of them, of course, were coming to me. I want to be international. I want yesterday, not today, but yesterday, I want to have, you know, more clients. I want to build a brand new branch in my business, this kind of thing. And then I think it was the 23rd of December, two or three years ago, I just got the idea. I was like, okay, I'm gonna create my own anthology. I'm going to gather 29 other women in business around me. I'm going to contact colleagues that I know that I've worked with in the past. They know how I work. I'm just going to offer it at a very low price so I can break even, but at least I can see if that would be something that I could provide my existing client. You know, the marketing client that I had, the VIP one, that was my first idea. And so in 3 weeks, I had all the chapters. Everybody said yes to me on the drop of a dime. It got I mean, we did that. We launched it in April, I think, but it was ready before that. And in 9 hours, we hit the bestseller list on Amazon. That was not planned. You know, that's the bonus that was thrown in. I didn't plan on that. I didn't even know at the time how I, you know, had to do it. But then from that book, we realized that it was perfect because it does create so much visibility in a such short period of time. And the beauty about the book is that it has a long shelf life. So 5 years down the line or 6 years down the line, you don't know where your book is going to end up. And maybe in a flea market, somebody's going to pick it up and call you. That is the beauty of the tool. It's still, you know, it's a book, but it's still a marketing tool. At least we use them this way. And we were able, because my goal, I test everything. You know, to everything that I offer my clients have been tested by me and my team and in my business. And whatever doesn't work, we don't offer it. So I knew it could work, and we worked the plan so it was financially viable. And then from that book, I got 7 clients in 1 week, people asking me to do their anthologies. So this is how the book was powerful. And since then, you know, we've been doing it. But this is how it happened. Why I didn't think about it before, bite me, I don't know. Maybe I was not ready. But why it worked very almost instantly, you know, like from one day to the other, from the moment we launched that first book, Success in High Heels, because this is my belief. I have no proof of that, but this is my belief. I merged two of my passion. I love marketing. That is a field that I really, really enjoy, and it's a passion. And I love books. I love reading books. I'm always surrounded by books. I'm always reading something. And doing those anthologies, I really merged those two passions. It could only work. There was no way that it could not work because I'm working from passion on a single day basis, every day basis. Every day I go to work, it's a pleasure. But to me, it's fun. I love it.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that you said there, and the one thing that I want to touch on is first, I want to tell people you can find more information by going to coachingandsuccess.com, or you can go to cm-publisher.com. You can type in Christine Marmoy, and that's Marmoy, and just type it in Google. She'll pop up everywhere. But there's a lot of stuff that you said, Christine. One of the things that I really relate to is because in my business, in the radio industry, company that we formed, I had no idea that's what I was going to be doing. It just happened. And it happened because I took a chance at doing something that I didn't know how to do. I just stepped out of the box, tried something that I thought would be neat, seen the value of it, and introduced it and worked really hard at perfecting it so that others could benefit from it. And you created a very successful business by doing that. Where most people spend a lot of time trying to create a product, and then by the time they introduce it, their audiences run away. So what is the one thing that you would recommend to people in the year 2015 with their business?
To take money out of the equation. This is something, you know, I say that to everybody. I say that in the book, you know, when somebody comes to me to hire me for an anthology. Right away, I refused clients already. Because if the reason for you to get into the book, to get your anthology going is to get money, how much am I going to make from that book? You're going in with the wrong reason. That's the same thing in money. Now, don't get me wrong. Money is necessary in our society. I'm not saying that it's bad because money is great. I'm the first one to say that. But money is never a reason. Money is a consequence. That's all it is. And if you do what you love doing and you do it with passion and you really have, you do what you love, but you still try to serve your client. How can I do it better so it's easier, nicer, faster for my client? How can I do it so they feel like they are, you know, VIP with us, that they are great client no matter what? You know, this is what you have to focus on. Money will come. I'm not the cheapest one on the market. Many other people are doing it, you know, and I'm not part of the cheapest one. But what I can say and what I'm proud to say is that we are part of the one who gave the best service. And I'm happy to come to work every day. I know I can pay my people. I know my people enjoy working with me because they make money. They love what they do. They love books and everything. Everything from me to my clients has to be aligned with passion. They need to love the book. They need to see the value of the book. Well, you have to find that in your business too. You know, when I first started, it was not really, I was not calling what I was doing marketing yet. I was calling that the message. You know, you share your message, that was my line at the time. It was like maybe 8 years ago. Because to me at that time, I knew that the message was key. If we were sending out to clients the wrong message, of course they were not perceiving the value of what we had to offer. Along with that, you add, you know, the notion of offering what people want, I mean, in the marketing side, while providing them with what they need. And you have the perfect formula to have people coming back to you. Because we don't always know what we need. We know what we want, but that doesn't mean we know what we need to make it happen. But if you come from passion, and even if you don't know how that's going to happen, even if you don't know, like you, Tony, you didn't know how, you know, to create all that radio. I didn't know how to publish books either. I knew how to read them. That was about it. Well, but, you know, we figured it out. Test it like you did. You test. You don't, you know, give you, you're going to have to spend, yeah, maybe a little bit of money, but you're going to have to do it. Just try to make it very low key. Try to find, you know, I like to test real life. As opposed to in a lab, you know, even though we test a lot of things in my lab, my personal lab, but I do it in a small levels. So I do things with clients that I contact that I'm not going to charge them too much, or I'm not going to charge them at all. It's just to have a test run and see how we can do it, us on our side, and how, what's the experience for the client on the other side. And then when we see that it's something that can work, we make it like a full-on service. We did that with the magazine Lately. We had the first magazine. We learned what was not working with that magazine, what we refused to pursue with, you know, and how to change that to make it more professional, to make it viable for everybody. And now we launched the new one. But passion is the key. You have to love what you do. Don't go into anything just because you believe this is where money is. You know how many women, especially I speak with, that they try to help other women in business. They have no business skills whatsoever, but they coach or they heard a seminar or a conference that's where the money is. And that because they are a coach, they don't need to know exactly everything because a client will know. Well, that's a very dangerous combination of belief. And because if you don't like business, you know, most likely if you were not in business before, that's not something that you were attracted in. So, you know, just hit whatever you love doing. It's something that, you know, the saying that we say, you should be able to do it without being paid. It's really hard to think it this way, because when you say that in your mind, the first thing that comes is like, yeah, I'd love to, but I still have bills to pay. So this is my version of it. I say, now, let's say that I have 1 million in my bank account, or my husband is making, like, I don't know, $1 million, you know, every 6 months or a year. So there's really money is coming from left and right. Would I still be doing what I'm doing? The answer is yes. So I do it. Would I still charge for it? And my answer is yes. Why? Because that's the way it is. Nothing is free in this world, and money is an energy. But the point is that I would still be doing it. So that means I really, really love what I do. And when I can never step away too far from my computer. I need to know how things are going. I'm always, always brainstorming with myself and with my team. How can we make it better? What can we add? What's the thing we can change? So it's easier for us, but it's easier for the client. And because it would be easier, we could add something else. What other value can we bring into the equation? But you start first from, you know, at the point where you offer what you love. But do not, because I say that, do not say that you can't put a price tag on things just because you love what you do. No, you need that price tag. But don't go from the price tag to the content of what you're going to offer, because that's really the wrong way to go about it. That's something I was teaching my clients when I was helping them build programs and products. It's just like I was telling them the price will come last. And maybe because you put so much value in it, you're going to have to break the program in little pieces, you know, in three different programs that people can enroll from one to the other. But we don't reduce the value to reduce the price. You know, there are different things that, but because it is important, money is still important, but it has to be perceived the right way. And you have to think about it at the right time.
Well, Christine, we're out of time, and I'm going to have you back
on.
I know that you have a magazine. No. I know that we have a magazine. You have a magazine coming out, and we'll be promoting that like crazy, like we promote everything that you do. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you.
Christine at Coaching and Success. That's the best way to get a hold of me. That's my main email. So Christine at coachingandsuccess.com.
And Christine,
you know, Christine Mamoy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you're on Facebook. I know that I can get a hold of you faster on Facebook. So
Friend
Christine on Facebook. Learn more about the process. Go on my Facebook page and find all the ways to follow her on Twitter, Facebook, and her websites. And real quickly, I know that you have a book that just came out, the recent book that you did. And actually, my wife is one of the co-authors in the book. Can you tell them where they can purchase it?
Amazon. It's on every Amazon. And it should be also on Barnes & Noble's online, not in the store, but online. And I know there are a few different bookshops that are carrying the book. But, you know, Amazon is always a safe bet. So Amazon Canada, US, UK, Australia, it's available everywhere. It's called Manifesting in High Heels. And that book, it's part of the trilogy. You know, I had Success in High Heels, Out Mama in High Heels, and now Manifesting in High Heels, and in which Wendy was a co-author. And that book has been, was a bestseller for more than a month.
Yes. And so I hope everyone's going to stay tuned through the commercial break, because we have another one of the authors that is in that book as our next guest. And one of the things that I'm really excited about our next guest is what it says right on the front of her website, okay? It says that she's a guide to help build a soul-inspired business, one that fits you. You know, I mentioned in my monologue that it's just not one size fits all for coaching. You have to know more about that. And that's exactly what she says here. Not where you attempt to fit in to a one-size-fits-all formula. So she helps you get right to where you're supposed to be, just like Christine does when she allows you to gain the growth and visibility through authors, through books, through being recognized around the world. I know for myself, when I'm introduced now as an international bestseller, and I have 27 co-authors that will tell you exactly the same thing, it's a different feeling and it's a different introduction, and people look at you differently. So if you're looking to increase your credibility in 2015, get with Christine. I will personally do an introduction if that's what you need to do it, okay? But get with her, learn more about the process and how it would fit your business. Christine, thank you very much for being a guest on the show today. We just love you here at the Tough Talk Network.
Thank you, Tony, for inviting me. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my next guest here right after the break. So stay tuned.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
Okay, welcome back. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and great interview with one of my best friends out there in the outskirts of the country. She's in Mexico City now, Christine Marmoy, and you can learn more about her. Well, I want you to contact me, Tony, at TonyGambone.com. Personal email. I want to do a personal introduction to you, to Christine, so that you could find out how valuable you can take your story and your information with your business and put it in a book and gain access to a wide range of opportunity. So make sure to check it out. My next guest, Angela Johnson, she's a business visionary and a marketing and messaging strategist. Okay, so you know, in today's world, it's very loud out there. Can people hear you? Are you strategic with your message? How are you marketing it? These are things that I ask people in network settings all the time. When you stand up to do your 30-second elevator pitch, the average person listens for 9 seconds before they decide whether or not they're going to listen anymore. Is your message clear? Do you understand what you're saying? Let's find out about Angela and bring her up on the show and see how she can help you. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much, Tony. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Now, is it Angela or Angela?
It's Angela. It's just Angela with a double L.
Okay. All right. I usually mess up everyone's name, and I just wanted to clarify.
It's all good. I get that question a lot.
Very good. Well, that's what makes people remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the things I want to do is find out, first of all, where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Yeah, I'm calling in from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I was actually born just a few cities over in Ogden, Utah, but I'm a Utah gal, lived here most of my life, but that's where I am today.
Awesome. Okay, so in your journey to get to where you are today, and by the way, congratulations on being an international bestseller.
Thank you. Yeah, author. Thank you so much.
And you know, getting to where you are today, you know, I always ask this question. I know that people don't wake up one day and go, boom, but look at this. I could do this now. How did you come across the fact that you can help people fit into their own inspired business, not something that one fits all?
Right. You know, that's we could be here for hours, so I'm going to give you a very short Cliff Notes version. It really started in 2008 when I got fired. You know, they say laid off, but that's just a fancy word for being fired. And it was in that experience that I realized, you know what, this whole job thing is actually really false security. It's not real. It's an illusion. And it was that kick in the pants from the universe, as I call it, to finally do my own thing, because I had been dabbling here and there with just figuring out, you know, what do I want to do? And I actually had a conversation with my at the time boss about a month before I was laid off. And I said, you know, I just think that there's more for me to do in the world, and it's not in this marketing position. And that's kind of a stupid conversation to have if you want to keep your job, right? So when I went into work that one Monday, I said, actually, your last day is going to be this day. You know, thanks for being with us. I realized, it was like, okay, I set things in motion. And my background is in marketing. You know, I help companies make millions of dollars, and so that was the moment when I thought, you know, why can't I take this to other businesses? You know, the entrepreneurs, the small businesses, the mom-and-pop shops, people who are really making a difference in our economy. You know, because so often these resources that are out there are for bigger businesses. And I thought, there's a lifeblood of this country that is being not necessarily ignored, but in a lot of cases ignored. And so I really accidentally fell into the industry. I had no idea that the coaching industry really existed. I knew about people like Lisa Nichols, you know, Tony Robbins, but I didn't know that regular folks like you and I, who had a message, who knew that we could help people, could actually turn that into a business. And so I accidentally fell into it. And then really this whole passion and this focus of helping people create what I call a soul-inspired business. So, you know, Christine talked about having that passion. You know, there's something that you're on a planet to do. And so that's what I call a soul-inspired business. Rather than trying to form yourself and mold yourself into someone else's business model, that, yeah, it worked great for them. And you're a different person. You have different purpose. You have different passion and different goals in your life. And so how that came about is in 2012, I woke up one day and realized, oh, my gosh, I don't like my business. I'm depressed. Yeah, I have this six-figure business and it's supposed to be this grand, glorious experience, and I'm not experiencing that. What is going on? And so I blew everything up. I fired clients. I fired mentors. I wiped the slate clean because I thought, how do I want to do this? If I'm going to do this the rest of my life, then it has got to be around what I want, what makes me happy, and something that's unique to me, and not trying to fit myself into, again, someone else's formula. And so that's really what happened. And so I rebuilt my business to 6 figures again, and I'm more happy. I have freedom. I have joy. All those things that I thought this entrepreneurial dream would give me, but it will give that to you if that is how you create it. And so that's how I got to where I am today.
So I love the story, and the word freedom for me is what I use a lot, because that's instead of, in place of the word money, I use freedom, because there's no stress in the word freedom. There's a lot of stress in the word money. And I always want to have the freedom to do whatever I want, so my job is better for me that way. So question for you, when you came out of the corporate world and into the solopreneur, entrepreneurial world, a lot of people struggle with that, because, as we know, in corporate, we complain about what we can't do and what they make us do. And when we get out of there, all we do is what they taught us to do, and we find out that doesn't work. And that's kind of like what you said, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You had to reinvent yourself to that process. Mm-hmm. So is a niche of people, business owners, is one of your niches the people that come out of corporate and go into their own business? Because, you know, as you well put, we get laid off, which just means that we're not getting hired back and we got fired. And we have to now do something, and you know, to, like a lot of people in corporate do multi-level marketing because it's a side income and they're always trying to create freedom from that. And then they get laid off or fired or however you want to phrase it, and then they have to create this business. So they're like stalkers in the mall, you know, running up to you trying to sell you something. Is that the niche that you look for?
You know, I actually look for people who have already, they've grown out of that phase. You know what they want to do. I don't typically work with a lot of network marketers unless they create their own business from it. You know, if they're just wanting to be a product salesperson, that's great, but I'm not their person. So I typically work with people who've been out of corporate or never even went into corporate, actually. So they've been attempting to be their own boss for years sometimes, and it just quite hasn't worked. You know, they're always hustling. There's that form of struggle that's just like, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do the next month, because they don't have a marketing plan. They really don't know what their message is, like all those basic things. Because I'll tell you what, the biggest reality check for me is here, you know, I've spent a decade in, you know, corporate marketing, making companies millions of dollars, really good at what I did. And then when it came to market myself, I completely panicked. It was the most insane thing. I just thought, wait a second, I should know what I'm doing, right? But there's something that happens when you're marketing someone else and, you know, you're getting that paycheck every 2 weeks with benefits and the holiday party, right? And then there's something that happens when it's you. It's 100% up to you. There's no one to blame. There's no one to point fingers at. It is 100% your accountability if you create results or not. And that's a big reality check for people. And so, yeah, my niche, I usually work with a lot of, you know, speakers, coaches, trainers, a lot of solo entrepreneurs who are kind of like me. You know, I work from home. I have a couple of part-time assistants. Like, I don't have this huge team. You know, I made the decision really early on in my business that I did not want to just manage people as my business. I wanted to get my passion out into the world. So that's really where I landed.
So you are clear on who you work with.
Mm-hmm.
So do you help people get clear on that? I mean, I find that I run networking groups as part of Tough Talk Network. We do the radio shows, and we do business network settings, And when people stand up and do their elevator pitch, it's very clear that they don't understand what it is that they do and who do they service and how can they help you. And to get that in 30 seconds, they're pummeled. They just don't know. Do you help people be clear on their message?
Yes. And, you know, I actually just wrote a blog about this yesterday because people often come to me, say, Angela, I've got a money problem. I've got maybe a money mindset problem. You know, a lot of solo entrepreneurs, heart-based entrepreneurs, they really fall into what I call this mindset trap, that the more they focus on their mindset, that somehow money is going to, you know, magically show up in their life because they're going to, they're going to be discovered. You know, a lot of people are kind of waiting to be discovered. And most people actually don't have a money problem. What they actually have, or even a money mindset problem, what they actually have is a message and marketing problem. So you think about it. When you are putting yourself out there and you're not really clear about the transformation that you create in the world, you're kind of guessing, you're not really confident about that, but you don't have the exact words to explain that, it feels really inauthentic to even try to market yourself. And then you take this inauthentic message, you plug it into a marketing formula, and you're wondering why it doesn't work. And then the result is, well, I must have a money mindset problem. No, actually, it starts with your message, and then you've got to plug that into a marketing formula and a marketing plan that actually works for you. You know, it's not just one size fits all, like we talked about earlier. And then the third piece of that is you've got to know what you're offering, your product, pricing, and your program. After you have this relationship and you have this conversation, what are you actually offering them? And sometimes people get so excited about, oh, I finally have the message. Oh, yeah, the marketing thing is working. You know, I'm networking, I'm speaking, I'm doing Facebook ads, whatever authentic strategy is working for them. And then they're going, well, wait, why didn't that client sign up? Well, because you really have clarity in what you're offering. So clarity is the key with all of that. So when you have those three things, and your message, your marketing, your offers, really dialed in, and it's a pretty simple process once you get some help with that, then the money starts showing up. Then you realize, wow, maybe I don't have such a money problem or a money mindset problem, that it's just a clarity problem overall.
I know that people tend to not want to do business with people that don't understand clearly what it is that they do. And it's not fair because a lot of people are passionate about what they do and they know what it is that they do. It's just that when they stand up in a setting of 40 people in a networking lunch or even as a cold call, sometimes, most times, it comes off that they don't know what they're doing or how they do it. So they lose their credibility. So it's really, really important going into 2015 having a clear message on what it is that you do. Now, that just doesn't mean that they get 5 minutes with you on the phone and you go, oh, this is what you do. There's a process. So how do they tune in or connect with you to go through that process so in the year 2015 they can be more clear on what it is that they do, how they do it, and why they do it?
I love that. Yeah, so you can actually connect with me at AngelaJohnson.com. And again, that's Angela with two L's, so A-N-G-E-L-L-A, so AngelaJohnson.com. And I actually have a three-part free training that I talk exactly about this, your message, your marketing, your offers, and the truth about what it really takes to make a six-figure business from your sole purpose. You know, my sweet spot is really helping people get to that six-figure mark. And because, you know, when I've just really looked at people and what they want to do and how they want to be living in their life, there's something that happens when you create the kind of money to support the lifestyle you want and the causes you want to give back to and those things. It's really hard to live an inspired life and to get your message out into the world if you don't know how you're going to pay your rent or your mortgage the next month. And so it's about taking that worry and stress of money off of the table. And I get it. You know, I've been there. I have up and down months in my own business. I'm very transparent about that. It's not like, oh, once you arrive, you've arrived, you know. But yeah, check out AngelaJohnson.com, and you can get that training. And my contact information is there also.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, and I did that already, no hype, no fluff, just the truth about making money from your sole purpose, free, three-part training. And it's really important. I tell people this all the time, and I hope my listeners can remember it after almost, you know, 52 weeks of the same information. if you go to someone's website and they offer you something, and of course you have to opt in, okay, that's part of the process, but you can get some education out of it. It's free. Mm-hmm. It helps you make a decision on a couple of things. One, if you could work with Angela. Two, if there's somebody that you are having a meeting with that could use that help, so it makes you a connector. And three, most important, you can help someone later with that information. So it's really important to take advantage of information that could help you grow as a person and as a business owner and as a connector in business. So, Angela, if there's one thing that you have to tell people for year 2015 that you learned this year that you don't want them to make the mistake of next year, what would that be?
Wow. I would say this. That's the first thing that just, you know, came to my heart was this does not have to be so hard. You know, the things that we tell ourselves, like, I hear this all the time, like, I hate marketing. Marketing is hard, or I can market other people better than I can market myself. But what happens is those words, especially with emotion behind them, become a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not true until you speak it out loud over and over and over again, and you have a way of creating that to be a habit in your life. And so if the only thing that you shifted was to start talking about yourself and to yourself that, yes, you know what you're doing. You've got this. And this doesn't have to be so hard. It takes that emotional charge out of it. So now there's actually space within you to be a solution maker instead of a problem creator. You know, so I would just say that. It's really like there's that mindset piece, but what starts happening is that when you get into that energy, then you start taking action from a totally different place, and the action starts creating results instead of just more work to do. So just stop telling yourself that it's so dang hard, because it's just, it's really not. You know, all marketing is inviting people to invest in themselves through your products and services. It's just about creating relationships. And when you think about human nature, you know, aside from all the hype and all the stuff, like as human beings, all we want is connection. And so if you just take that, like the complication out of it and kind of the illusion of how, quote, hard it is, it's just connecting with people. And what's more beautiful and easy than that?
Well, I'm always preaching. Seems like I'm always preaching. Know, like, and trust is the great new saying that everyone uses. And I'm always the one that says, without connection, know, like, and trust is just a great saying that everyone's using. Mm. And so it's really important that people understand how you got from point A to point Z. And so I like what you said about that. Marketing, to me, in a program that I teach, the word marketing is about your actions and your words. Because whatever you speak is the way you market it, and because whatever you speak is what you end up doing. So it's really hard to have that conversation with you. It's like you want to go in your brain and cut out all the bad words. You can't. That's why it's important to work with someone that can hold you accountable and remind you of the wording, because that's probably in illness and in business and in life, that's 98% of the cure. It's the words that come out of your mouth. So, Angela, we're out of time. I so appreciate you being on the show today. I hope we can get you back on some of the other shows. I'm really, really wanting to know more about your business. So I'll be reaching out to you to talk to you offline, because you do so much. I'd love to get you to bring us some stuff for our membership site, for our networking people to learn more about. So have a great holiday. And we'll be talking after the holiday. And make sure if there's any shows that you want to go on the Tough Talk Radio Network, to click a registration form. And please schedule yourself in there. You have so much to offer, and we're so thankful for having you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tony. And thank you, everyone, for listening. It was just a great opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we look forward to seeing the next book you have coming out.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Bye, everyone.
All right. There you go. Start speaking it. Okay, folks, we're out of time. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that the word of the week is accountability. The action to take for this week and next week is to enjoy the holiday. Hold yourself accountable to enjoying yourself with your family. And hold yourself accountable to building a list of what you're going to do right in the new year, and take action on it and get help to get the action taken care of. I hope that everyone has a blessed week, a blessed holiday, I just hope that you remember that Christmas was created because of the birth of Christ and not because of the packages you could buy and put under the tree. It is fun to open the presents, but be thankful for how it all took place. Make sure to help your neighbor. Help a stranger. Don't forget to do something nice for someone this year, because it's almost over. Time is running out. Hope everyone has a blessed day, and we look forward to talking to you again on the air in 2015. God bless.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.